From the Center. Spring is a beautiful time at the Erlbaum Center as the grounds turn green and flowers become vibrant and plentiful. We're so fortunate to have a glorious facility in such a special location surrounded by vineyards, orchards, and open space. For several years, I have been repeating the mantra that we can't rely on the state or federal government to assure funding that sustains local services for those facing sight loss. Unfortunately, the mantra has proven to be accurate and, month by month, we are informed of new cuts in our fee-to-service rates. In a meeting at the end of March, one of the programs for which we receive federal pass-through funds to serve older adults was cut by 5% because the federal government cannot approve its budget. The 5% is not from this point forward, but is retroactive to October 2012. Future federal grants, too, may be in jeopardy, which could potentially cut another 15-25% from our budget. In addition, we were notified that the public transit system can't handle the influx of people needing rides and that service may be restricted or cut altogether, making our center far less accessible to those who don't drive. Sometimes it feels like our system has become heartless, and all the promises that, quote, "we will not balance the budgets on the backs of seniors, poor, and the vulnerable," unquote, are just hollow words. Much of my current effort is focused on finding new sources of funding and increasing charitable donations. That includes showing people about planned giving and the value of including the EBC in their wills and annual plans. With Dan Needham, our Chief Operating Officer, taking over many of the daily operations, I'm free to pursue more speaking engagements, meetings, and fundraising activities that will hopefully result in additional funding to offset our losses. It is a challenge, but I feel confident that our community will rally for the long-term benefit of the Erlbaum Center. I'm thrilled to announce that our solar-powered system is producing energy every day and has reduced our energy bills significantly. On May 15th, we will have our ribbon-cutting ceremony commemorating the solar power system in Beryl Brown's name, and we'd love to see you there. Our sixth annual Earl Fest is happening September 28th, and the list of entertainment is exciting. Headliner Robert Earl Keen and renowned icon Ray Wiley Hubbard top the lineup. We are seeking sponsorships and donations to support the benefit concert. If you know of potential supporters, please reach out to them or send us their information and we'll follow up. We have remodeled our courtyard. Recently, we noticed the concrete was being pushed up by the roots of the trees located throughout the large patio. The bad news is that we had to remove the mature trees. The good news is that we replanted more compatible trees, set up umbrellas over seating areas, and are building a unique open shelter that will provide shade and a comfortable place to socialize and relax. We're well on our way to completing the new courtyard, and all the raised concrete has been removed or repaired thanks to longtime supporter Gary Dahl of DeVincenzi Concrete. The courtyard will be better and more functional than ever. Finally, I just returned from the Spring Vision Serve Alliance Conference in Washington, D.C., where I spent time talking to congressional representatives and staff about the needs of Erlbaum and the entire sight loss community. It takes a concerted effort to help enact changes that will improve the overall condition of people we serve, but we are determined to be relentless in our pursuits. In time, we expect healthcare laws to include vision rehabilitation therapy, similarly to the fields of physical and occupational therapy that are covered by health insurance. The meetings were inspiring, and I came home with many exciting new ideas. Have a great spring. Alan Brenner, CEO.